Okay, please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Birch?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Item 2, Board Report. This is the portion of the board meeting where we talk about what's happening in all of our buildings. So I'm going to start with the primary news and update. Kindergarten report cards will be coming home on Tuesday, January 10th. Norton Primary is looking for kindergarten parent volunteers to help with sled riding during recess times. That sounds like a lot of fun. Please contact the school office or Mr. Morris if you're interested. The PAC parent group is organizing a family movie night for January 22nd, 2023 at Lake 8 Cinema. Mobile Dentist is coming to Norton Primary on February 9th. The deadline for return permission forms is Tuesday, January 17th. Mr. Yule?
I am going to talk about our Norton Elementary School. We're going to follow up with the Mobile Dentist. We'll be at the NES on Wednesday, February 8th. If you wish for your child to participate, please return the necessary form by January 16th. Each year, the Mobile Dentist helps about 50 Norton students receive dental care, including cleanings and filling cavities. All students in grades 1 through 4 will be taking the winter MAP assessment in reading and math this January. The winter MAP scores help teachers and families monitor a child's progress in reading and math and can pinpoint specific areas of strength and weakness. PAC will be coordinating a movie afternoon at Lake 8 Movies in Barberton on Sunday, January 22nd at 1 p.m. Your $10 ticket includes a small popcorn and a drink in addition to the movie. I'm going to cover the Norton Middle School as well. Honor Merit Roll celebrations for the second grading period will take place on this Friday, January 13th, with 263 students earning recognition. It's awesome. MAP testing is in full swing this week in language arts and math classes. Norton Middle School will be hosting 5 student teachers for the spring semester. 5th grade science classes are currently creating instruments as they study sound. Our 6th graders are our generous and compassionate group of kids. Collectively, the 6th grade class won the Student Council Canned Food Drive and the Builders Club Toy Drive this past month at Norton Middle School. Our 6th graders donated about $674 and 366 cans of food to Norton Aid. They also donated 145 toys to the Akron Children's Hospital Toy Drive. Several of our 6th grade students have taken part in the Kiwanis Builders Club and the Be the Change Club and are learning how to be model citizens for their peers at Norton Middle School. This is carrying over in their pride assessments as they're working hard to demonstrate perseverance, respect, integrity, discipline, and empathy and celebrate their actions at the end of the quarter.
Okay, and lastly, at the high school. At the end of January, the high school will begin scheduling for next school year, beginning with our current juniors. College Credit Plus and Four Cities Compact applications should be submitted at this time, and our council team will be in contact with students by early February regarding their acceptance into various programs. Friday, January 20th will be our 4th annual Wearable Arts Fashion Show. This has become an event everyone looks forward to as the students create the entire show, including fashion design, models, and even the walk-up music and different talent acts between sets. Prizes are awarded, and we look forward to another great event. And finally, special congratulations to senior Logan Harris, a member of the men's bowling team. In a recent competition, Logan bowled a perfect 300 game. I have to say, we went bowling over break. I won't even tell you how many gutter balls I did. This is the first perfect game a bowler at Norton High School has accomplished since the inception of the program 15 years ago. Way to go, Logan. Congratulations. Moving on to item 3, Treasurer's Report.
Oh my gosh, that's me already. I'm sorry. half asleep there, I think. I just wanted to report this month, we received a grant from the Bureau of Workers Compensation that we applied for. It's a $15,000 grant that will be able to replace the HVAC in the science lab at the middle school. And also, Angie and I worked on a grant with the Ohio School Plan. It's for cybersecurity, and because we did some hoops that they wanted us to jump through, we received $5,283 for that grant.
That's great. Thank you. Superintendent report.
So the only thing I have on my agenda, it is School Board Recognition Month. So I wanted to take a moment. You know, anybody that ever asked me about getting this job, me being new to it, they always say, well, how's the board? And I say, what a fabulous board, because they hired me, let's be honest.
Sure.
But what is really nice, tonight was an organizational meeting. What that means is people kind of switch seats. Mrs. Bennett became the new president, Mr. Yule became the new vice president. And it's nice that behind the scenes that this group of people can work together, come to a consensus, and do what is best for this board. And at the same time, their underlying theme is always what's best for Norton. And they may have different views on things, but they always want what's best, which is really nice about them. So from a public standpoint, you should be very happy that you've got these individuals, because they have good conversations and do care. So as part of their thing, I have some certificates for them, but when we have our break after we talk about our Students of the Month, we got cookies for everybody, which everybody loves cookies. So we've got that. Whatever you don't leave, I take home. So if you don't take them, that's okay too. So I wanted to thank them very much, and I know Stephanie and I are very happy to be working together and working with all of them. I don't know if you wanted to say anything. You don't have to.
Well, now you have to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Actually, I feel like we have a really good team, and I do appreciate that very much. So thank all five of you.
Thank you.
Maybe you some days.
Maybe.
Yeah. The only thing you could do to spice it up next year is have Mr. Shaner just tell stories about everybody.
Mm-hmm. He's going to. But not tonight. It's the national championship game. He has been told on numerous occasions there's a big game tonight and everyone wants to get home and watch it, so don't be so wordy. So our high school Students of the Month, it's just going to be, that's them, and congrats. It's going to be awkward.
Okay, moving on to student recognition, Students of the Month.
All right, we'll see if Mr. Shrina can be true to himself. Right. Let's let him go first.
All right, so every month at the high school, we have two Students of the Month. One is our regular Student of the Month. This is senior Josh Hammerschmidt. And then we have our Career Tech Student of the Month, and that is Mr. Michael McKee here next to me. If you guys can come in the middle here. So I'm gonna start with Michael. So Michael is a member of our Masonry program right out here. And I know that he has a tremendous job. I know I've heard lots of great things both at your junior year last year, now as your senior year. And Michael's an extremely hard worker. I know when I got to sit down and talk to him, you actually for a long time, you were actually working the 3-11 shift at night. Where was that at again?
ECS tuning.
So he was going to school, working the 3-11 shift at night, coming back. And you know, if you've ever stopped out at our masonry program and seen what's out there, it is not an easy program. Lots of lifting, lots of cutting, lots of heavy machinery use, and Michael does a tremendous job. So I know that in the future, you want to potentially go into the apprenticeship and the local labor union. But Mr. Beggart, our masonry teacher, did give me something that he wanted me to say. So he was unable to be here tonight. He apologized for that. But so he says, Mike placed first in the senior division at the Northern Ohio Regional Training Center in Amherst, Ohio. That was back in November. You won first place in that, which is the Apprentice Training Center for the Bricklayers and Allied Craftsmen Association. Mike will be representing the masonry program in Columbus at the Ohio Skills USA contest in April. He's a good example. And the classroom and lab is a hard worker, demonstrates an eagerness to learn as a team player with good people skills, and demonstrate great problem solving skills and high quality trade skills. So I love what he said here at the end, his potential for success after graduation is only limited by what he wants to do. So congratulations, Michael, as our high school career tech student of the month. Then we got this guy, Mr. Josh Hammerschmidt. So, Michael, stay up here. I want you to stay up here with us. Yeah, sorry, I'm thinking of say that. So this is Josh Hammerschmidt. He is a senior, and He is a tremendous young man. I know that the teachers think very highly of you. Very loyal guy. He's been dating the same girl for like since he was in like third grade, right? Something like that. So anyway, so he is a tremendous young man. And first of all, I know your athletic accomplishments are many. So this year in football, you were first team all league as well as first team all district. Plans on trying to play football in college. He's thinking about BW as well as going into the nursing program up there, which that is a very hard double to do. But I know that he and I have actually had some conversations about it. And I know that Josh can do pretty much anything that he sets his mind to. You know, he does work at Panera out in Watcher, so he has a job on the side as well and enjoys, he has a lot of hobbies and things like that. But what I want to say about Josh is, and I can say the same thing about Michael as well, but when I talk about Josh, one of the best compliments that I can give is he is a young man that you can trust, but you also know that whether you're looking at him or you have your back to him, he is the same person. And that's like one of the biggest compliments that I can give any young person that walks through my building. So whether or not he's looking at me, whether or not I have my back to him, he is the same young man in those situations every time. And I truly appreciate that as your high school principal. So congratulations as our January student of the month as well. All right.
So I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up. Those are our first two males from the high school coming out of the gate in 2023. So
that's
nice
right.
job finally representing the male species. I have two daughters, so I prefer them anyway. So. All right, so we will turn this, we're gonna bounce all around. Mr. Morris, you're up. No rhyme or reason tonight.
So this evening, I'm going to introduce to you Liam Scott and Miss Ashley Raybuck. Liam here is one of the sweetest, most kind students that we have in the primary. He is a friend to all, definitely not a stranger to anyone at recess, always willing to include everybody during that time. Just awesome young man. Managed to watch him grow with Norton City Schools. I'm going to turn the floor over to Ashley. I know that she'll want to say some wonderful, kind things about me.
Yeah, so when I knew it was my time to pick a student of the month, immediately it was Liam. This young man just like exudes like the most excellence you could think of from all areas, socially, behaviorally. He just is really on top of his game at all times. He's a great friend to all. Piggybacking off of what Mr. Morris said about the playground, I know that even the playground monitors love to have you around. Zipping up coats doesn't seem like a ridiculous thing, but when you have to do 20 to 40 of them at recess, I like to have you on your side. In the classroom, he just is really great. He's at the top of the boards for all things math, science, social studies, reading, picks up concepts really quickly. Today, for example, we started subtraction for the first time, and one of his seat partners was kind of having a little bit of a problem. And so I kind of walked around, let him have his moment, walked around, and then I came back and we had pretty much retaught him the entire lesson. So, okay, buddy, thanks for doing your job for me. He's just really kind and really sweet to everybody. Multiple teachers stopped me on several occasions, complimenting his excellent manners and his willingness to be a great friend. I know that we're going to see great things out of him academically, but also athletically. I was told that he's playing hockey, which is great because Mr. Jenna stopped me today and he said, "You know that Liam you have in your classroom, Mr. Jenna?" So I looked up. Man, he's at the top of the board for sit-ups, push-ups, that is awesome. Yeah, hang out with my team for field day. So I just really can't say enough great things about him.
Really proud of him, and I know we'll see great things out of him for years to come. Thank you. It's a great shirt, Liam, by the way. Great shirt. Mr. Dobbins, you're up.
I'll come to you.
Okay.
North Middle School Student of the Month, Paisley Wackerly, although Mom worked here for a few years as a
and I constantly call her by her mother's name. Naturally, one day, why would she not answer me as she's walking away? So she probably doesn't even realize that I do it. Paisley is on in basketball, and I was recruiting her today for middle school volleyball because I know she's a heck of an athlete. But she is nominated by fifth grade team. This is the third month in a row that she was nominated. Unfortunately, we just couldn't make everything work. So finally this month, we were able to make it work for Paisley to be our student of the month. And Mrs. Ramsey is here to talk about it.
Hi, I am Mrs. Ramsey, Kara Ramsey, and I have the privilege of being Paisley's advanced math teacher, but I am here representing the entire fifth grade team. We were like, come on, Travis, can we get it? But Mr. Dobbins, this morning, this is kind of a funny story. We were trying to keep this a surprise for Paisley, and she didn't know. And he called her to the office, and you would have thought the poor girl, she didn't know what, she thought she was in trouble. So, there you go. I wrote things down because if those of you that know me know I tend to talk a lot, and I know there's a game. But I do have some notes from each of you on our team. I don't want to get into I also know that Paisley is a very humble person as well, so she probably doesn't enjoy being up here. But in reflecting, I kind of use the letters of her name to tell you a few things about Paisley. Paisley is very persistent, and she is very passionate. She takes the most challenging word problems and rips them apart until she knows them back and forward. She is very attentive, and she is a very high achiever. I'm not going to share her grades with you for confidence, but I told them in advanced math it would be very difficult to get the highest grade that you can achieve, and that's okay. And guess what? She did it. She is incredible, and she is the ideal student and is very impressive in all areas, both academically and socially. For S, Paisley is super sincere. I can count on her to help any learner in the class. Today, and fifth graders are very competitive. Every student in the class was very happy for Paisley today. For L, she is a natural born leader. E, she is enthusiastic and she is very empathetic. For Y, I have to throw a little bit of math in here. I'm not gonna lie, I had a really hard time coming up with a Y word. So I'm using some algebra. We're doing expressions right now. Y equals a great student who deserves this award. Yay. And for Wackerly, wonderful student, and this is well deserved. To represent my team, Ms. Book, her social studies teacher, said Paisley is the definition of a role model for her peers. She comes to class every day ready to work, ready to participate, ready to challenge herself and others to do better. She is extremely kind and helpful to her peers, respectful to all adults, and mature at a level that is especially impressive for a fifth grader. I am lucky to start my morning first period with Paisley, and I'm so happy that she's being recognized for her hard work. Mrs. Kutchbacher, advanced language arts teacher, said, I have the pleasure of having Paisley in my Panther Time and advanced language art class. She is very serious about her studies, which is evident during Panther Time. She uses the time to complete her homework and often asks for language arts work to be ahead. In addition to maintaining all A's in language arts, she is leading her class of 28 and getting the most perfect scores on spelling and definition tests. She is mature and a pleasure to have in the classroom. And Mr. Oatman, her science teacher, finally said, I have the incredible opportunity to teach Paisley. The incredible opportunity to teach Paisley two times. Once in third grade and now in fifth. She is a student teacher's dream of having, always there, always paying close attention to our lesson, always turning things in on time and done to the highest standards. She's also always willing to help others. Every teacher out there should have the opportunity to have a Paisley once in their careers, and I am very honored that I've had that opportunity twice. So congratulations, Paisley.
So for the record, I lost complete interest in tonight's game when they missed a field goal about a week ago. So I have no vested interest. I'm not even watching. I'm just saying that because Mrs. Oliveri was very concerned about us all getting home in time to watch.
Only Mr. Shaner. That was when I was working.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go home and catch up on something. I got a cheers run I'm on. All right, Mr. Hackett, you're up.
All right, Bill. I'm going to introduce our fourth grade student of the month. This is Briella Quick. She's joined by our fourth grade teachers here as well. I've had a chance to work with Briella and her family, Colton, for a number of years now, all the way back to preschool. And that's my take a second to say thank you to mom, grandparents, for sustaining that relationship with us and being willing to have good, honest conversations when times needed. And just really appreciate the time that got to know you. When we celebrate Students of the Month, it's always a great opportunity to highlight teachers along the way. And it's never, gosh, these teachers are awesome. There's no other way to say it. You know, so we have toughness, we have compassionate, detail-oriented. I mean, it's just incredible. So, this is about Briella, but I just want a chance to highlight just the incredible work they do every single day. Ms. Lowry, you want to lead us off by sharing the best of Briella?
I am. Okay, so when you have to choose a student of the month, you know, you have a plethora of kids and you're going through, and then all of a sudden you're like, this is the one. So as we say, this is the one, then I take a look at my other cohorts over here and say, hey, I have someone in mind. What do you think? And then everybody's going, that's what I'm thinking too. So we were all on the same page when we came up with Briella. All right, she was chosen as student of the month for a lot of reasons. For one is her determination. This kiddo from the beginning of the year to now, and we're gonna see the continuation of this young lady, is stellar. She is going to soar because she wants to. She's determined. She has drive, and she is gonna do it. Once again, I looked at the acrostic poem, so I thought it was gonna be original, but I am not. Stole my wind, I mean, come on. But I am. I'm going to do kind of along the same lines, but I start off with B for behavior. Now you're thinking, oh my gosh, student of the month behavior? What's up with that? Oh man, let me tell you. She has wonderful behavior. She is a leader in the classroom. She comes in, she knows exactly what to do. She sits down, she starts, she gets ready for her rocket math. I teach math along with Mrs. Stone, so she and I are Starry Classroom. Stone Square, you know, Joy Squared right here. So she comes in and she's ready to roll, so therefore she always gets one of the first in the classroom. Our resilient risk taker. Ooh, do they normally go together, resilient risk taker? Well, absolutely, because in a classroom, what do we always say? You know, what's the worst that's going to happen? Take a chance. And Briella does. And at the beginning of the year, not so much because you're like, I don't trust them well enough to take a chance. What are they going to do to us? What is she going to say if I make a mistake? And it's like, nothing. We're going to go and give you a hint with the right one. So therefore, she is resilient and she constantly goes back and repeats and keeps trying. On letter I for improvement, from the beginning of the year to now, and continuation. That's one of the things that I really, really caught my eye on, is the improvement that she is making. She just, and it's constant, and will keep going, because she's determined. She has that desire once again. E, engage. That's another reason why she's improving so much, because she's so engaged within the lesson. She's down, she's ready, she's focused on what's happening, she asks questions, she offers, she participates. L, learner. Totally, and she loves to learn, you know, and that's a big part of it. If she didn't, she would disengage and she would be, you know, kind of fiddling, looking around and so on, and she's not doing that one ounce. No matter where in our classroom, if we're sitting on the carpet or if we're up at the board, she is right there with us the whole entire time. And another L, second L, a listener. She's fantastic. She's listening to the best of her ability and then some. So she's going above and beyond. And A, something that a lot of students do not do,
things they advocate for themselves. And she has learned to do that. Whether you know that or not, you see, right here, at the beginning of the year, never once would she ask a question or ask, you know, how do you do this? Because, you know, you're feeling not so comfortable and stuff. And now she does. When she doesn't understand, she's going to take that risk. She's going to give that answer. She gets it wrong. She says, oh, okay. And then we go back, we discuss it. And then she will say, next time she doesn't answer her, you know, what, where we're at, quite, you know, quite so much. She'll say, she'll ask that question. So those are important skills. What do you think?
You're a tough act to follow. I didn't write nearly as much as that. But I'm very proud of Briella. This is my third quick. I've had three of them. And it's interesting because the first child from a family, you develop, I would say, connections to that family. When you have two kids from the same family, you develop a friendship with them. You see them and you'll say, oh, how's Brandon, how's Colton doing? But when you have more than two, because when you have three or four kids from the same family, they become your family. So right now, this is like my family being up here. Tiffany, we have laughed together. We've cried together. I've prayed for your kids. You have prayed for my kids. I am so proud of you. And I am so proud of Briella. You have done an amazing job. Briella is our student of the month because she is the hardest worker I've ever met. And also, we're kind of buddies. You may not know this, but Briella emailed me a couple of times. I emailed her back, and I asked her permission, and she said, I am allowed to share an email that she sent to me. And someone was over from Christmas. She says, hi, Mrs. Jones. Merry Christmas. Hope you had a great Christmas. Can't wait to do more of that. I'm up for the challenge. I have one question. Can you come to fifth grade with me? You know you're the one who helped me through all of this math because I wasn't very good. You're the best teacher. Love, Briella Quick. So she says this to me over Christmas break. I'm looking at the computer and I just started smiling because none of it was me. It was all her. It was Briella that was raising the hand and asking questions and coming in at lunchtime. I wish I had this magic wand and poof, everyone became a math genius. It wasn't me. It was you the whole time. Do you know that? You were the hard worker. I'm so proud of you. And you made the difference. It wasn't me. That's why you are the student of the month. Even though Mr. Sackett made me kind of teacher of the month. Congratulations to your whole family.
So I'm one of two of Briella's language arts teachers, and we are extremely proud of her. We have our first thing in the morning, and most fourth graders don't come in like super eager to do language arts in the morning, and she always does. She comes in and says hi to both of us. Get started on our morning work and never misses a beat. I really appreciate her eagerness to learn, her smile. She's super kind to everyone in the class. They pretty much covered everything. But a little funny story about Briella that I think is super true is that I was working with her this morning in the cafeteria, and Mr. Sackett stopped by, said that he was excited to see her tonight, and he walked away. And one of her classmates looked at her and said, what was that about? And so she's like, I'm student of the month. Okay. And he proceeded to ask her why and how that happened. She said, it was really difficult. And that is the complete opposite. She makes it look so easy. So we're so very proud.
Congratulations.
If we could have all of the students of the month come over here for a picture with. Did I miss somebody? Oh, I thought I missed somebody. And then don't forget your sign for the yard, which is right over there, to pick it up when you leave.
And don't forget
a cookie. Yeah.
And cookies.
And eat cookies. Yes.
Let us take a picture for you. Bum rush the cookies.
Okay. moving on to item six, public participation, visitors, guests. Do we have any public participation? All right, item seven, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? We are going to remove letter H from consent agenda items.
There we go. I just wanted to make it clear.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I guess it might be the only H on there.
Are there any other additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 8, board business. Is there any board business, Mr. Farson?
No.
Anything? Okay. All right. Under item 9, approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve letter A, work session meeting minutes, December 12th, 2022, attachment A.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
Doing them separate. Okay.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Sorry,
That's okay.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve letter B, regular meeting minutes, December 12th, 2022, attachment B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes. Okay.
Under item 10, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A through E?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Okay. Under item 11, superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A and B, approve personnel certified substitute?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters C, D, E, and F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter G, approve the new position of administrative assistant receptionist for the director of curriculum and coordinator of technology, 5.75 hours per day?
Second.
Any discussion?
So this job is an additive job. What we're really trying to do in central office is we have our curriculum person Amy and Angie working in technology, and what they're doing is they're becoming very centered around paperwork. So we're trying to get them back into what we hired them for, working with our teachers both through a technology and a curricular standpoint where they can enhance. We've got new curriculum we're starting to bring in, and it would be great if Amy could get in and meet with them throughout the weeks and find out what they need and what they're doing great and share that information. And we've gone one-to-one, and I think sometimes it's great we hand technology to people, but we don't do that follow-up activity to say, are we utilizing it the way we want to and need to for the betterment of our kids? So this is going to allow them to put the paperwork to the side and give that to somebody else and get themselves back in the classroom where they should be.
Great. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters I and J?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
The only thing about this is you're going to see these on the board docket for a long time. We're going to try to get you a couple every month. We have found that some of the job descriptions, and I'm a young man, but they were when I was in college, some of them were started in the 90s. So we think maybe it's the time to relook at these, make sure they're appropriate for what today is bringing to the table. So that's what these are. You're going to start to see these over and over again month after month.
Well, I think it helps the district and the individuals that these descriptions apply to.
100%.
So, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 12, executive session. Do we need an executive session?
No,
okay.
No.
Okay. At this time, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Thank you all for coming. I think you're all in time for the game, right?